whole thing is based, the whole week is based off around Tosfos, so we'll depart from different points in Tosfos. Tosfos Trichakini and Sanhedrin Vav Manal. First, he starts off. So he says, can we learn from Shara needing a Kenyan that Mechila needs or doesn't need a Kenyan? So he doesn't need a Kenyan. I'll explain how. Even if I the Kenyan Shab Shara Osin Kodim Shara, so let's say Pasha Sugi is that the Kenyan should happen before the Pshara is done. So Vukum Demizel Lassus Kamosha Yom Adon Hin Lasham Hin Limchol. Right? Ain't the document. Don't prove from you the Am Mechila Tzuchina. The Mashtar Hacha Kenyan Al Mechila. Why do you need a Kenyan here? Because the law you can't have a mechila b'tosh lo yodeish yom elukha kakach. Because in a pshara, the guys didn't know what they're gonna have to be mochel. So you can kinyan, but they don't know. So there's a suffix. So their kinyan, the mechila is like a mechila b'tosh. And then he says, even though avagav the hash to take a kinyan, have a kinyan b'tosh. Now it's a kinyan b'tosh. So why does that help you? The kinyan is on a mechila b'tosh. Why does that help you? So he says, still kinyan b'tosh. Me I'll leave milsit tefei b'kinyan below kinyan. Still better. Still better. So then he explains a little more words, and he says that it's fine because it's not a kinyan. It's not a toz gemura. It's not a kinyan b'tosh gemura. Because you know they're savir v'kabil, he says. Meaning, I guess like they're giving themselves to the dayanim to say you, like, I'm accepting what you decide. The Meiri also quotes another pshat, which is like it's not what Tosfos is saying. Because Tosfos says it is a kinyan b'tos a little bit, but it's still better. You could even say it's not a tos at all after the kinyan is done because you could be tova b'das acherim completely. But that's not what Tosfos is saying. But the Meiri also gives that pshat that you could say it's before. But you still say it's not a tos gemura if you say you really told the asachim completely. So that's one way to answer the question. Then he says another way. You have a feeling to fire shekini lachar pshar. So let's say if it's after, then it's much easier. And she say akati in raya mikan de matzil remember the kinyan al osu sheyesha laach lepra but lahaid de machal into kinyan. Right. So what's happening? So you have the guy, right, the one owner, and he says, yeah, you owe me $100, but like the guy says, no, whatever, so we're trying to figure it out. So at the end of the day, we'll say, you pay only 70. So that means that the owner is mochel 30, and the other guy's paying 70. So Tosu says, you could say that the kin is on, the kinyan is only on the guy that's paying, not the guy that's mochel. So that's a problem, so that then we don't extrapolate anything to mechila and any kinyan, because here there's not even a kinyan on any mechila, even in the pshar case. Okay, so that's answer number two. That's after, and then you give that answer. Don't learn from here to mechila. Now the third thing is from the Bahag. There's a miyu balachas gilos peirch pilchas dinin. The tzarich kinyan al mechila. It's mash from the Bahag though that you need the mechila. That you need a kinyan even on the mechila. Meaning he's flowing from that second answer. Our answer was the kinyan is after, and it's only on the paying guy, not on the mechila guy. So he's saying no. The Bahag it's mash that it's on both. So what are you gonna answer for the Bahag if you say that it's after? So he says. What's different about the mechila de pshara? Even though it's after, right? Before, obviously, you don't know. That's why we spoke about the first answer. Tosfos said it's a mechila b'tos. Here, it's after. You can still say it's a mechila b'tos, even though it's after. Why? Because you're mochel alpi the etza of the dayanin who you know kind of convince you to be mochel. What does this mean? So Tosfos Rashi explains that they would put ma'im in each guy. They would fear each guy and tell them that they would instill fear into each guy and say that oh you're probably gonna lose so you should probably do pshara. It's probably better if you do pshara, right? It's to each guy, and therefore like. It's really betos because each one of them, they can't both be, you know, lose, but they told each one, you're going to lose, so do the pshar. So that's why it's kind of betos, even though it's after. That's why here we need a kinyan, not by mechila. Going a little out of order but in the shears, but just because we spoke about this, another way to interpret the Bahag, Tosus Bamitsiya, Kafya Bez Miralf, says, not like the Tosu Rush explaining like this Tosus, we said Tosus Bamitsiya is different, and he says, no, why is it a mechila betos, even if you say after, right? Because each guy wouldn't have done the pshar if they knew that they would have won. I mean, at the end of the day, one of the guys, you know, he's like, wouldn't have done pshar if I knew that I would have been the one who was zocher all the real money. Meaning, I gave up. So then it's really a bit tos because they both really didn't want to do it if they would have known. So Shar Mishra probably said as an afkamina between those two approaches, Tos Sanhedrin, Tos Bamatsia. What is it, right? If the two didn't do pshar by themselves, meaning without pashronim. So if you hold like Tos Sanhedrin, that the whole reason why it's betos is because the pashronim are what's the exact lashon? Shemochal piyat sashim shadayanim sheheisiu osolimchol. Right? They made you. They convince you. Then you don't need a kinyan over there because it's not betos because you did it yourself. Hashem kain tosis ba'mitzia. says the Sharmish, but you would need a Kenyan still. You would need a Kenyan still, because his whole reason is that they think that they're gonna be Zilchah, so they wouldn't have done it. Right? So then it doesn't nothing to do with the Pashar, nothing to do with the Bayonim. So according to him, it'll still be a Kenyan, so that's an Afamina. Okay, so going back to the beginning, the first answer of Tosfos said it's before. So he said, besides the fact of saying it's a Mechila, but tell us it's Tesher, we have a bigger problem, says the Meiri, and it's a Kenyan on a Davar Shein HaKatzin. Right? The Rambam says, some Rambams over here, two Rambams, 938, two Rambams. So Rambam Hilchos Mechila, Yud Aleph Tet Zayin. So he says that if you're chayv asma b'davar shein katzav, like you say, harini chayv lozenos kol lekasas chamei shadim, so that's not a set amount, 5 years. So even if you do a kinyan, afilah shekon miyada lo nishtabi, nothing. He says it's not davar motzoi, then it's nothing. And also in another one, let's see where this one is. Right, ma v'lova chaf hei yud gimel mishlo perish katzav adavar. If you don't say the amount, but you just say to someone she'ariv kagon she'omer lo komashet. And then the same similar cases. And if you say to him, you know, however much you give, I'll cover you. I'll be your guarantor. So, and then you do a kinyan on that. That's nothing because there was no set amount. This guy can do whatever he wants. So the Rambam says that these are nothing. It doesn't work. So how can you make a kinyan on a davar shein katzav? And that's what we're doing here. If we're doing the kinyan before the pshar, it's a bigger problem. So a simple answer is you say that no, the Rambam holds that the kinyan is done after the pshar. That's what you could say here. But we don't say that. So he's saying it based on the Meiri says. Big chiddush, doesn't Meiri say? Meiri says that if he says, "V'omer ani sheyiknu acher sheyiskimu ha'pashranim ladaf achas kodem sheyadiu," that if the pashranim, if you know that the pashranim all were masking to one opinion, they have a set amount. They just didn't tell you that they know what they're gonna say. The pshar is. And it's not a davar shein katzav. Right? This is bad. This is not a davar shein katzav. It's katzav. So this could answer the question because you know. So how do we explain this? Right? How do we? Why is it better that they know? So you could say it's more of like our tola b'das achirim for it. Right? That since you tola b'das achirim, the pasharim know. So that's fine. The problem with that is though the Rambam in the one about the arivas. Right? When you're the guarantor and you say to the guy. You know, I'm going to cover whatever you say. Over there, he's told us, okay, he says, you do whatever you want. I'm going to give whatever money you want. So, there, it's also not, you know, it's still told us, hey, I'm still saying it doesn't work. So, Shabbat, we explain the Meirian, Rabbi explained the Meirian a little differently. And he says that, maybe it's told us, but there's a specific condition that needs to be fulfilled. There needs to be an upper limit. I mean, there needs to be a set amount that is the max that this deal could be made, and then that's good. So in the case of the Pshara, we're dealing over $100. We're just not sure, am I going to have to pay 80? Am I going to have to pay 60? That's what we're dealing with. In that case, it's davar shein and katzav. That's what the Meiri was saying. That the Pasharim know, but it's not only the Pasharim know, but the Pasharim know, and you know that there's a max limit that it could be. In the Rambam's case, he specifically says, you give whatever you want, and then I'll cover you. Whatever you want. And that's the difference. That's why that wouldn't work. Mashenki, in our case, where we're dealing over a set amount, that's what he means. That's when it's not katsav anymore. That was the Meir Shkiddush. Okay, very good. All good? Okay, fine. Good, so now moving on to the proofs. Good. So, fine, continuing to Tosfos. So, the Mechila and Tzrichikin and Mechal Darm Parakha Mekabo. So, the Gemara Bam and Tziyakuf Yabezim and Aleph. Right, so we have a case where the guy says, the guy's over, you're over on the lav for not paying the wages in time. But what if you say to the Chenveni or the Shulchani, right, the merchant, the money changer, you say you pay him. And then he doesn't pay in time. So you're saying that you're not over, the owner's not owner on the lav, not paying the wages in time, because they didn't pay in time, because whatever, they have a discussion on the pasuk that it's only when the money's by you. So it's not on you anymore, it's not on you anymore, therefore you're not over on the lav. But then the Gemara asks, all right, I have it over here, then the Gemara asks, you're not over on the lav, fine. But is this a done deal? I mean, when you appoint the chenveni or the shulchani, they're the ones who have to pay him, or could the worker come back to you and say, they're not paying me, give me the money? You say, no, we made a deal. You agreed that he's going to pay you. So Tosfos Raya is that, we'll see, I'll read inside it as a machokes, right? So Yiboyeluhu. So he says, in over. There's no lav, right? You're not having the lav that day when they don't pay the wages in time. But Yiboyeluhu, choser or in a choser. Meaning, even though you're not having the lav, could you go back? Could the worker go back to him? So it's a machokes, right? So if Sheshom or in a choser, Rabbom or choser. And then what's the lamda, so to speak? And the Gemara explains that Rabbah is saying, Mina, I mean, at least he's mitani in over a love, meaning the Gemara's mashma that me'over who the law over, he's not over the aver, but hamahadar hadar, but you could definitely be close to the case. It's not a done deal. I mean, he didn't appoint him completely. He didn't appoint the Chenri Shachani completely. Rav Sheish Omer, you know, over ain't a betorus lavor. Ain't a betorus lavor, meaning when we say that you're not over, it's completely, you completely give it over him. So what does Tosa say? So Tosa says,
you completely gave it over to him, meaning what?
Meaning the deal was complete. Meaning when I said you pay by the Shachani and the Chenvani,
can't go back.
Can't go back, even though there's no kinyan. Well, that's Tosa's point from the other, Tosa's, I'll just say it outside completely, Tosa's Rai is from the other opinion says you can go back. Obviously it's not a kinyan. Because if there's a kinyan, how could you ever go back on this deal? What do you mean go back on this deal again? How could he not get paid by the Chenvani? The worker agreed, I'm going to get paid by the Chenvani. Right? So that's Tosas Raya. That's Raya number one. So he says, right? So the Mashiach is low kinyan. I did be kinyan. My time at the Mandam Merchoser. I have a low kinyan plea. And then they're arguing over how much, without a kinyan, how much did he appoint him? Did he appoint him completely? But was that like a full appointment, or it was only like just in terms of the law, but you're still allowed to go back? That's the first raya. Okay, very good. So now next is the Gemara Kiddushin. So, fine. Alright, so let me read the Gemara Kiddushin side first. So the Gemara is talking about Eved Ivri. And the Gemara says, Itana Kona Atmo. So he could be kona himself, meaning he could get free, let's say, by money, but I think that's worth a certain amount of money, or with the star. So he explained, kesef, obviously the pasuk says that. And shava kesef, we have a tie to the pasuk with somewhere else. And then he says, what star? He says, ilema, the kesef le shtara adame, meaning you made a star of money, like a check, right? Like that, then that's money. So that's not what we're talking about, it's not the chiddush. Right? Hainu kesef, ela shikhr, we're talking about a star shikhr, meaning you're writing a star, you're now free. Then the Gemara asks, "Lam star lamli lamli ba'ap betrezil inami ba'ap beidinazil." Saying, "Why do you need the star? Why do you need the star? Why don't you just go in front of two people and just say free, go free? Seemingly, why aren't you just mocha? Right? So a little out of order, but Tosos over here, and obviously our Tosos, he asks the obvious question. He says, "What kind of question?" Then the Gemara's answer is, "No, you can't mocha for certain reasons. We'll get into in a second." Tosos' question. Why did that answer the question? Right, forgetting about the riot for a second, just passion to the Gemara, and why did that answer the question? What about Shmuel? You know Shmuel has an opinion that you could just be Mafkir or something, right? You could just do Hefker. So he's saying that you don't need a star, you don't even need Mechila, forget if Mechila doesn't work, you can just do Hefker. He's saying, why doesn't that work? So he says, no, because that wasn't the question. The Gemara says, just say in front of two, right? He's saying, right in here, he's saying, the Gemara's question is, Lamli Shtara, Homer Lamli Shtara, Oso Lashon Atma, Shakosi Vishtar, Hari Latzmacha, Yom Rilo Baal Peh. The Lashon that's written in the Shtar itself, just say that Baal Peh. You have a Shtar that says on it, you're free. So he says, why don't you just start? Just say those words, you're free. Why don't you just be mochel in that way? That's the Gemara's question. Not Shmuel. In Chama, you could definitely do other ways, but that's the Gemara's question. So those are saying, obviously from that we see that, meaning that's not the Gemara's question, is nothing to do with kinyan. It doesn't mention kinyan anywhere, and that, you know, that's what we're saying. It's just saying it baal peh, right? So then what's the Gemara's answer? So again, so now we don't know the Gemara's question, you know, that let's just be mochel, it's tam baal peh. Let's just do Mechila Baal Peh. The Gemara answers, Amarav Azosa Meres Eved Ivri Gufo Kone V'Rav Shemachal Gerona In Gerona Machal. So no, since the Baal owns the Eved Ivri in a very substantial way, that it's not just the Chov, meaning you work for me, but he owns, he's Kone him, meaning not this Kinyan, so he owns him in a real way. Therefore, he can't be Mochal on the Goron by just a Mechila. Meaning Mechil, and the simple way to explain the Riyaz Akin is the Mechil is not going to work in a Dover Ba'an. So let me explain this a little better outside. So basically, the Gemara is saying that an Eved Kanani, right, we know that Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba, right? So that you really own him. He said, Eved Ivri, the Habmi in the Gemara is Eved Ivri, you only own the right for him to work for you. You own that Chob. But that's not really Gufo Kana, that's not really something Ba'an, you just own, he works for you. You don't own him as much. So therefore, maybe Mechila would work by there. This is not Ritz, but forget it, right? And then the Gemara says, no. Skanda the Gemara, you were wrong. And really, it's like Eved Kenani in that you own him completely. That's Eved Ivri Gufo Kenani. The Hab Mina was, it's just a Chov, it's different than Eved Kenani. And the Maskana is, no, even Eved Ivri, you also own him like that. You can't be Mocha, that's a legitimate thing.
Does that mean that according to the Maskana, that they're saying that like, also Eved Ivri Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba?
Could be. I don't know. I got too big of a question for me to answer that. But could be. I don't know. I'm saying that's just how I read it, how it was explained. That made sense to me. That I'm saying that was a Hab Mina Maskana Gemara. So that's the simple thing. Gemara, that you can't be mochel davar ben. So what are we saying? That the reason why you can't do this is because you can't be mochel davar ben. But Tosfos is right that the Gemara doesn't say anything about kinyan. The reason why it doesn't work is not because there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan here. It doesn't say anything about the kinyan. The Gemara's question is just say the lashon baal peh. Tosfos is saying, and there's no mention about kinyan. The reason why it doesn't work is not because there's no kinyan. The reason why it doesn't work is because the technical reason you can't be mochel davar ben. That's his right from here. Okay. Let's finish the raya, and then we'll go back to that when we get to the ritva. Okay, the third raya is Od raya mehadat nam b'sof hanosei parak hanosei right in Shavuos. Shem shasa chafeishan v'al tivik sibasa mistama machlav lo kin ayri kin mucham uvdu d'chavs mei d'rchia. So whatever, we have a story in Mark Ksubas Kavdala Adam and Alf, where she waited 25 years, she didn't claim her Ksuba in the house of her halmana, and therefore we say that she was mochel, and whoever is mucham from the story that there is no kinyan over there. Okay, so let's do the fourth raya, the fourth and fifth raya. He toasts the saying it's not a raya, but the fourth and fifth cases. All right, so the fourth case, so mitano chitin v'hod lo b'sorim. That's the case that the guy says you owe me chitin, and then the nitva says no, you owe me, I owe you seorim. So they say that the guy's potter even on the seorim, because the chitin he wasn't moded to at all, but he's moded on the seorim, but the toveya wasn't toveya the chitin, so then he's potter on everything. That's what we're saying. So you could say that the Toveya, right? You could say that the Toveya was Mochel the Chitin when he didn't ask for it. The Seorim. The Seorim, right. Maybe that's a Raya, because why you potter from the Seorim? Because the Toveya didn't ask for it, so maybe he was Mochel it. And obviously there's no Kenyan. And so I'll read inside. So, maybe it's because he's mochel. We're not saying no because he wasn't tavei, he's mochel. No, it's because he didn't ask for it. It's that he's mochel that he's not chayv. It's not a mechila. He's admitting it was never. I never had that. It's never a thing by me. It wasn't. I'm not mochel. I'm mochel like it never happened. He's gonna prove that from the Nezikin case. You get the difference? I'm saying if mochel is I own it, and I'm saying that you don't have to pay me back. Here, the reason why I don't pay the chitin is because it's moda that it never, the sorim is moda that it never happened. It's never something that we were talking about. How do you know that this case is more moda and not mechila? So he says, we see this from Baba Kama. So what's the case? So right, so we have to, there's two klolim with the shore, right? You have to pay a short time, you pay chatzi nezek, right? And you pay only migufo of the mazik, right? The shore that was mazik, the other shore, you only pay if the chatzi nezek of the damaged shore is more than the value of the shore that damaged, then you only pay the shore that damaged. That's the max that you pay. Okay, so what's the case? So nezek omer, there are two shores of one owner, or mazik two shores of another owner. The Nizak wants to say, Gadol Hizik as Gadol, because he wants to get paid the most. So he doesn't want to get cut short, he wants to get as much as he can. But the Mazik wants to pay as little as he wants, right? So he wants to say that no, the little one is Mazik the Gadol, so then the max I'm going to have to pay is the cut-in price, even if that's less than Chatzi Nezek. What are we passing over there? Very similar to the Chidinus Oren case. We say that the Nizuk doesn't get even what the Mazik said. Right? The Mazik said, cut the Nizuk as a Gadol. He doesn't even get that. Why? Similar reason as Chidinus Oren case. The Tosfos explains. It can't be over there that it's because the Nizuk, by not saying, cut the Nizuk as a Gadol, he's Mochel. He's not mochel, because he's yelling there that there was damage done here, right? Tosfos says that Shari Omid Vitzaveach. He's yelling there, right? So the fact that he wasn't mochel that happened, but he was kind of mode that wasn't the case. It's not that he said something happened, I don't care. He definitely cares, but he's mode that wasn't the case. That's what we see from there. Yeah. Okay. So last thing, then we'll get into the lumdas. So the fifth, so that's why it's not a rye, because again, that he's not mechila, that's just muda. So nothing to do with our case. So we say that the Bechor, he's supposed to get two portions, he only takes one, so he withdraws, meaning he's mochel that other portion, that's not a raya. Why? The Maharam explains that over there, that's siluk. What do you mean? Because it didn't come to him yet, but he's saying that the inheritance is coming to him, and he's saying, I don't want that, I only want one. So there's no kinyan. And he's saying, don't bring a raya from me from there, because there's siluk, and it's different than mechila. Right? Because mechila, right, that case of before is like the Gemara and Kesubis, where you say, dinu dvarim ain li b'nechsayach, I don't want your, you know, the rights to my wife, my future wife's fruit, let's say, or her property. And that's where it's coming to you, and you say, I don't want it coming to me. But our case, the chov's with you, and you say, I don't want it. I want to give it up. I know I have it, but I want to give it up. As opposed to, I don't want it coming to me. You can't say, I don't want it because you have it. So that's how you could be mechali. Okay. That's why that's not a raya. And this is going to play in a second. So now, so what's the lumdus between whether mechila to a kinyan or doesn't need a kinyan? So needs a kinyan or doesn't need a kinyan? So the stifler explains, Simon Hay, so he explains, let's say simple, let's say that it depends how you look at mechila. Is mechila matana or a sila? Right? Tosus keeps trying to say the mechila and it's your kinyan because he holds that it's sila. Right? Meaning, you know, you're just removing yourself from it as opposed to, like, you're giving a matana when you're being mochel. So let's analyze this Bechor thing that we just spoke about for a second. How could Tosus say it's siluk if the whole point Tosus says that it's not a raya because Bechor is siluk? So no, what Tosus is clearly saying is that I think it is a raya because I think that mechila is like siluk. You're right, it's a different type of siluk. Right, you have to say that the Gemara Shubis and this Bechor case there, it's before it's coming to you, I'm removing myself. By Mechila, I'm saying I have it, but I want to give it up. But it's still closer to Siluk. Right, everyone agrees that the Mechila is this type of case, where you have it and you're trying to give it up. One second. You have it and you're trying to give it up. The Tosfos is saying that that's Siluk. That's what's going on here. You're being mistalik yourself. And that's very similar to the Gemara in Bab Metzia, in Bab Basar, with Bechor. But Tosfos is saying, I know I'm not going to count this as the Raya because I know you people think it's a Matana are going to tell me, no, it's different, they're very different. I know they're different, but they're both Siluk. So Tosfos would still think that's a Raya. But the people who say Mechiyat Tzricha Kinyan, who think because Mechiyat is Matana, they would say they're very different. That's different, that's Siluk, and they're very different Lamais. They're saying, I know they're different, but they're two different types of Siluk, so it's still in the same camp.
In other words, the only reason why he doesn't. The only reason why he says and the doctor Nami Cloud, even though he really does hold that this could be a good raya, is for those people who hold that feels like matana.
Right, because he's saying I'm asking that this siluk. He's saying my whole point is that my siluk is not like the Ksuba siluk. I'm like the Bechor siluk, but I'm still saying they're in the same camp. But I understand that they're different, and that's why you could argue on me. Right, that's what he's saying. So that's seemingly the first nafamina. Is mechila a matana, or is a siluk? Whether you need a kinyan. If you hold a siluk, then you don't need a kinyan. You hold a matana, you need a kinyan. It's more of a, you know, legitimate thing. We had three more nafkamina. So next nafkamina is bal korchach. Right? So the machane prime with two nafkaminas, bal korchach and the katan. So if you're bal korchach, meaning the love says I don't want to accept the mechila, right? The love borrower, he has to pay back. So he says, here, take my $100. And the Malva says, no, I don't want it. I'm mochel. So he says, no, I'm not accepting your mechila, like I'm paying you. And he says, no, I'm mochel. So if you hold, so this is what the Machna Prime says, that if you hold it, it's a matana, you can't give a matana bal korf. When I'm being mochel, and you're saying, I don't want your mechila, I want to pay you, you can't give a matana bal korf, because the guy's not accepting the matana. But if it's siluk, I'm taking myself out of this. I'm taking my chov and walking away. I'm taking myself out of this. So therefore, you know, you don't have to pay. And, you know, he's allowed to say, I'm not accepting your money, and that's fine. Walk away. It's supposed to matana. You can't give a matana bal korf. The third nafkamina is a katan. So this is a little more involved, right? So this is not going to go to the Gemara in full depth, but that's the Gemara in Kedushin, Yud Tesmet Aleph, about the yid, right? With the designation of the slave when you marry the slave. So he says that it was talking about a katana, right? A shivcha katana. So Tosus is saying, so small part of Tosus. So he says, imtomar hechi miskadeshes v'omer letzi v'kibli kedushin. How could you say go accept your kedushin? I look katana leitzis chiyum in the Torah. She's katana. She can't accept it. The Gemara Bav Matiyah says Ketana Ein Lo Yat Hazakas Ba'atzma. So Tosus says, I understand Bishlam Agabe Yiyud, that works. Because of her Yiyud, what we're saying, that the way that Yiyud works is that once she gets married, meaning she has, let's say, you know, let's say 6 months left to her paying, she's Mocha the Goron as, I mean, the Baal is Mocha the Shibud as the money to pay, as for the Kiddushin. Right? Says that works because it's a Mechila Shibud. You make sense of what we're saying? Meaning that you have a little bit of Shibud left, you work just to work for another 6 months. Now that the owner or the owner's son, let's say he's marrying her, that the Kiddushin money is the amount that she would have had to work left and would get paid for that. So you don't have to work that anymore. So you're being mochel that money, and that's the Kiddusha Kesef. So Tosha's saying that works even though she's a Ketana, because that's just a Mechila Shibud. You're being mochel the money. You're not necessarily, doesn't have to accept it, you're being mochel the money. Okay? But a regular Ketana, how does that work? She says, you're right, a regular Ketana wouldn't work unless you're, unless, right, so he says, Gabiyyah that makes Kishatiska, but Shein El Mechila Shibalma. But a regular Ketana, you have to say Daz Zacharis Machin, you have to say there has to be someone else being Kona for her, right? So what do we see from Tosos? So he's saying that by a Mechila Shibud, right, that works. He's saying that's fine, even though she's a Ketana. Why would a Mechila work if she's a Ketana if it's a Matana? He's saying, clearly Tosos is saying that Mechila is a Sila. The fact that Mechila, she doesn't have a Yad, Ketana doesn't have a Yad. That's why it wouldn't work in normal case. But here, when it's a Mechila Shibud, that works. Why would a Mechila do anything if the Mechila is a Matana? She's a Ketana, she doesn't have a Yad. She doesn't have a Yad to accept the Matana. She can't accept it. Clearly, Tosos is saying that Mechila is not a Matana, but it's a Sila.
Wait, how would the Kiddushin money work then? It's just Mechila. Like, you have
she's accepting it by the accepting the Mechila, but it's Silik, so we don't really care if she accepts it. Same thing as the Balkarfa, same thing as the, right? See, so we don't...
Doesn't the guy have to give her, like, doesn't he have to give her something? I mean, why is Mechila working?
Like he's giving, I guess he's transferring the money to her.
It's not really he's giving up anything. He's supposed to be giving over something.
He's giving up the money in a Mechila format. I think if you hold Mechila, then she's accepting it and you're giving. I think if you give the money and she accepts it, like that, like a Matana, that's fine. So we're saying the Mechila is working like a way that you don't need a Yad, like a Matana, right? Fine, just quickly, just try to, for time. We see the fourth nafkamina is mochel dar ben. So explain that the Tosfos Riyazaki in that Gemara Kedushin, Pash Pashat of the Gemara is your mochel dar ben. So Shechter said that the Ritva doesn't learn like that. I'll try to say the Ritva quickly, even though it's important. We see from the Ritva, he reads the Gemara differently. He says the reason why Eved Ivri Gufa Kona, what does that mean? Is not because, I'll say it like this, is not because you're not allowed, not able to mochel dar ben. Can mochel dar ben. But it's for another reason. So if Shechter says from there we see that's another nafkamina, right? The fourth nafkamina is can't even mochel darben. If you think it's a silik, then you cannot be mochel darben. But if it's a matana, then it's not. It's more of a matana. You give a matana, I'm saying be'en, obviously. That's give this as a matana. That's another nafkamina. I'll go into the ritzvah in a second. But then we see from the end of the ritzvah that he holds mechila and it's yuchkinin also. And the Tzipor, when he writes this, he says that most poskim hold the mechila and it's yuchkinin. So for us saying that we see from the ritva, we see from all these sheets, right? We said our first nafkamina was whether you hold it a matana or a siluk is because mechila and it's yuchkinin or not, right? He's saying, but the ritva holds that you can be mochel dar ben, but he also has mechila and it's yuchkinin. So our lamed is wrong from the beginning. It's not so clear cut that it's matana and siluk, that's pasha. So therefore, the Tzipor ends up in saying, he's saying no. Everybody holds whether, meaning everybody can hold, whether you hold the matana or siluk, you can still hold mechila and it's yuchkinin, like the way Rabbi explained. That if you hold it to siluk, then you definitely hold mechila and it's yuchkinin. But if you hold mechila and it's yuchkinin, it doesn't necessarily mean you hold the siluk, you could even hold the matana. How? That's based on the Mordechai that the Stabler explained that. The lamdus is really that mechila and it's yuchkinin, what does that mean? Does it mean that you don't need a kinin or you have a kinin? So according to the simple way, right, as we explained the siluk, you don't need a kinin. If you hold some matana, you could say you have a kinyan. And that's the way Mordechai explained, that every time you're mochel it, the lova has the chov in his property, so to speak. Meaning he's having that, so he's kona that chov. And that's what's going on, based on the Mordechai cut. Almost like a kinyan chatzah, that means he has it in him, and then once you mochel it, he gets that kinyan. So therefore, you can hold it as a matana. Obviously, matana, you would need a kinyan, but there is a kinyan here. That's a mechila in a kinyan, a real kinyan, because there is a kinyan intrinsic in every mechila. Let's just go into the ritva for a second. Pretty much done. Right, so the ritva is saying something very important. The ritva is saying that there's two aspects of freeing a slave. Right, there's the working, right? And then there's the Kenyan Isser, the relationships, right? The Ishas. So we said that an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani is usher to marry a Bas Yisrael. On the other hand, the Eved Ivri is mutter to marry a Shifcha. That's a special heter. So when you're mafia, when you free the Eved, right, you can't just, you also have to free the Issers out of him. And it's not really free. Here you're making more chomer than the Eved Ivri, but it's freeing in the sense you have to change his status. So he's saying that what the Gemara is saying is that I understand that a shtar, you don't need a shtar, you can be mochel to get rid of the Eved Ivri aspect, meaning the working aspect. You can get rid of that. You get rid of that by saying Baal Peh, Mechila works. That's where we see, by the way, that he holds Mechila Ba'en, maybe, right? Mechila Ba'en could work. You're saying, that's fine. What's the real problem? I mean, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. Gufo Kanoi, because there's something about his guf that's Kanoi, meaning that there's still the Isser aspect of him, the Ishus, his marriage relationships, so that matters. That's something that you can't be Mafkia Baal Peh. But if it's just the Chov Ba'alma for you to work, him to work for you, that you can just be Mochel, that works. But Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi, that you can't be Mochel the Ishus status just with words, that needs to be a real thing, like a star or a kin, mechila with a kin. Right, and then the ritzvah is b'firish, the mechila is matana. That was our problem, like we explained before, with the lumbus and the stipler. How could you see the mechila said? The ritzvah is mechila is matana, and therefore you would say that he would hold the mechila in the mechila tzricha kinyan because it's a matana. But he says it's b'firish and mechila in a tzricha kinyan. Okay, fine. Yeah, and we got that. So the difference between Eved Kanani and the Eved Ivri is then also Rebbe put on the sheet parenthetically. The ritzvah also talks about that Eved Kanani, a mechila without a kinyan wouldn't even work for the chov, for the working part of it. It's an important point. Why? Because he's saying that an Eved Kanani, we said before, Ma'ashikana Eved Kanarabo. So therefore, saying it ba'alma wouldn't work. Therefore, he was saying that you need a kinyan or a shtar or a hefter. But an Eved Ivri, it would work. Mechila ba'alma would work for the chov part. It wouldn't work. It would work for the chov part of Eved Ivri, but then you need something else for the Isser part. Are you good? Fine. And the last thing was just the ketos. So the ketos quotes the smag. This medayik from the Gemara Ksubas, the third raya that Tosas brought, kufdal adam adal, says that if she didn't claim it for 25 years, she's vaday mochel. So we see the mechila b'leiv works. Mechila b'leiv is a real thing. So ketos says, v'einai yafle adav, right? Philip plon. He says, doesn't make sense. We don't see anywhere why that should work. Why should it work? Something that's in your heart, that's a good mechil, you don't even say it, you just like in your heart when you say that works. So he tries to answer. First he says, maybe you want to say that mechil is midin tziluk. Maybe you want to say mechil is midin tziluk. Right? That would answer the question, because it's not, mechil is not necessarily a matana. You have a matana from your lathe, it's a tziluk, I'm allowed to be mistalik from my heart, that could work, so you need less. Can't be. He says it can't be, because we know the Gemara and Ksubas has the paradigm case of Siluk, and that's where it didn't come to your hand yet. But our case, it's in your hand. So obviously the Ketos is not learning like Tosas. He said that's the whole point of Tosas, that no, it's a different type of Siluk, but it's still like that type of Siluk. He's Tosas saying, I'm Moda, I understand that there's different types of Siluk, but it's all the same thing. So Ketos clearly wants all the Tamatana. He's saying you can't see the Siluk because it's different types. That was exactly the reason why he said that the Maharam explained Tosas. That's why the Bechor is not a Raya, because I know you like the Ketos. People like the Ketos are going to tell me, it's not a Raya because Siluk's different. I know Siluk's different, but fine. So that's how he's stuck. He doesn't answer. He says, the Chiddush of the Ma'arit. And he says that no, it's a chiddush, that is a difference. If yadu l'chala ola masha belibo, everyone knows it's in your heart, that would work. Umdin of the muchach, Rebbe called it. He's saying we have a paradigm with the chazaka, the machal, be on property for 3 years, and some people say that it's type of machila, that you're mochel the land if you didn't say anything in 3 years. So we see if everyone knows, then it's good. So the Rishmul Zofsky asks a kasha on this. He says it doesn't really make any sense, because if you hold that the machila is a matana, it doesn't really make any sense, because what? Meaning, why does that change anything so much more that a chalos is created because everyone knows? I mean, so discussions, your heart, like, that's nothing. Saying, now everyone knows. That changes, that's a transfer of bilus. So he says, the Maritz Chiddush is only if you hold the machila is a sila. That's what he says. You have to hit the sila. Then it's a much lower, it's not really a matana transfer of bilus, it's just a kind of full-fledged transfer of bilus. Then Rebbe ended up that the Ketosis really doesn't make so much sense, because he says, you can't answer that matana, that machil is like silik, because whatever. And then he says, the Ma'arit answer, and the Shmuel Zofsky says, the Ma'arit only makes sense if you hold Mithila is a Silik. So then, so it's used that to answer, so it's interesting, but that was just a nice analysis. Questions? Go ahead.
Okay. Just